It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Texas House overwhelmingly approved a plan to inject $1.8 billion into Texas schools today, in part by using a deferred payment. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who leads the Senate, has called it a Ponzi scheme. This Republican battle royale has been raging in Austin since before the original session started in January. It's Patrick's movement, conservatives versus the business-minded House, led by Speaker Joe Strauss of San Antonio. They couldn't come to an agreement on school finance before the regular session ended, and two-plus weeks into a month-long special session, they're still miles apart. Patrick's Senate whipped through many of the 20 special session issues that Governor Greg Abbott flagged, including the controversial bathroom bill. Strauss's House is being much more deliberate. This special session is scheduled to end in 2 weeks. If the governor's not satisfied, he could call another one. The United States imprisons a higher percentage of its population than any other country. One of the theories is that private prison companies lobby for tougher sentencing, basically to get more business. Today on Think, law professor John Pfaff told Chris Boyd that it's not that simple.
Only about 8% of the U.S. prison population is in a private prison. 92% are held in state facilities. The two biggest private prison groups had a profit a couple years ago of about a combined profit of maybe $350, $400 million. Now, that's not zero. But we spend about $50 billion a year on prisons, and half of that goes to wages. So while the private prison companies are making about $300 million, the prison guards, the public sector prison guards, were making somewhere between $25 to $30 billion that year. The private prisons certainly push for tougher sentences, but the public sector unions do too, and they are vastly bigger and vastly more powerful, but our focus on private prisons has allowed them to more or less skate through unexamined.
This special session, this special episode of Think, rather, on the U.S. prison system re-airs tonight at 9, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. It's a Hall of Fame week for North Texas sports icons. On Sunday, Ranger stalwart Pudge Rodriguez entered baseball's version. Tomorrow, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones will be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. KERA's Gus Contreras looks at the legacy Jones has built for the team and the league.
When Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys in 1989, the team was said to have been losing $1 million a month. Now, they're worth $4.2 billion. The man from Arkansas came in and cleared house. He ushered out general manager Tex Schramm and legendary coach Tom Landry. Jones didn't exactly endear himself to the Dallas fan base. He got those fans back and more when the team won 3 Super Bowls in the 90s. He was winning off the field as well. Jones talked with DallasCowboys.com about bringing lucrative sponsorships to individual teams and helping the NFL negotiate sky-high TV deals.
And I'd exaggerated from the first day I walked in the owner's room and talking about what we could be and what we might be with television and what we might be with sponsorships. And so it's always been exaggerated. One and one was always three.
Math skills aside, Jones has never been far from controversy. He's been ripped, especially early on, for being both general manager and owner. And he's earned a reputation for signing players who are checkered off the field, as they are talented on it. It's hard not to see the impact Jones has left on football and North Texas. All it takes is one look at AT&T Stadium in Arlington or the Star in Frisco. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
Water Tower Theater has a new artistic director. Her name's Joni Schultz, and one of her first moves was to change the company's season opener from a mainstream Sondheim musical to an off-Broadway show about the origins of the gay rights movement. For this week's State of the Arts, Schultz sat down with KERA's Vice President of Arts, Ann Bothwell, to talk about stirring things up in Addison.
Joni Schultz, welcome to KERA.
Thanks for having me here.
Water Tower's season opener is called Hit the Wall, and it's about the Stonewall Riots in 1969.
Everybody, get out your identification, form a line. Everybody, move!
It's a political show. It's explicit. There's more profanity, I think, than you'd usually hear at Water Tower. Why did you choose it?
I picked this play when I was still living in Chicago, and it was a huge hit in Chicago and New York and Los Angeles. And I thought, well, it seems to me that my new community could really use something like this. things that I didn't realize at the time were that profanity was going to be a problem, that adult language is something that people felt more strongly here than I have ever encountered in another city.
So you have had some pushback?
A little bit, but it's been just a very small amount of people. We've also had all of these great people who come into the theater feeling trepidatious about what they're going to see and then leave thanking us. And that's really what I was hoping to bring.
In some ways, this question about use of profanity, isn't that a microcosm of the tension between trying to attract new people to the theater and trying to please long-term subscribers?
I think it's a good way to put it, because I think that there is a generational difference in the way we look at some of these things. The subscribers are an important part of that, and I don't want to disclude them, but I really want to start opening our arms to other people. I was looking at the demographics of Addison not too long ago, and something like 48% of Addisonites are between 24 and 44 years old. So there is this really robust community of young professionals. They're like, you look, go around Addison, which is mostly restaurants, and there's incredibly diverse populations. And I think that tapping into those people is what I'm looking to do. All of these people in Addison that I look around and I'm like, you should be at Water Tower Theater. Please come to Water Tower Theater.
What's your assessment of the North Texas theater community?
I think it's a really exciting, well-kept secret, actually. I think what surprised me more than anything was all of these new plays that are being done here. That's a really exciting niche that's happening here.
Are you talking about new plays written here in North Texas?
Yeah, a lot of them have been. For instance, I saw Second Thought Theater's production of The Necessities by Blake Hackler. And that's a really exciting voice that's coming out of this area. And that's one of the things I'm really interested in, is getting more people nationally to look at this theater community as a viable theater community. And I think that the Dallas-Fort Worth area has something to teach all of America, because I think that what's happening here is a really interesting American story that we haven't gotten to hear very often.
All right, you've been here about 6 months. Mm-hmm. You're new to Texas. What's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Driving everywhere. And how people drive on these expressways, which is fast and scary. It's very dangerous. It's true, though. I did take the subway a lot, or the L in Chicago. And the thing about that, I think that's what makes the theater even more vital when I talk about like being sort of like a place where the conversations happen, is it's easier for people to silo themselves here. And so people can just pretend that those other people aren't doing those other things over there, because you can really choose not to encounter other. You can really choose your grocery store and that drive that you take. And you might drive past some people that are really different than you, but that's really, really different than walking down the street and being on an L with people who are really different than you. And so that's been a pretty big adjustment. I also had to learn to stop eating queso at every restaurant because I'd gained a lot of weight.
Joni Schultz, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. This is great.
Hit the Wall runs through August 20th at Water Tower Theater. For the evening, partly cloudy skies, should be a 20% chance of showers later on with a low around 78. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 95. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 79. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.